This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Tuesday, the 20th of October. My name is Audrey Raj, and as usual, with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we're going to be talking about working women, loans, and drones in that order, yeah, specifically.
Loans and drones, too.
Our main story of the day, of course, is about how you feel about a hiring policy that targets women returning to the workforce and why. What do you think about this? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is the handle to reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a poll going on both those platforms as usual. And the question, of course, is what do you think about a hiring policy that targets women returning to the workforce? A couple of weeks ago, Frida, you know, when we were, it was our rotation in the office, we spoke about how more women are considering downshifting their careers or leaving the workforce because of the coronavirus, right? And Frida, maybe you want to give us a recap on what we discussed that time.
What did we talk about? We talked about how there was a new data from LeanIn and McKinsey & Co. that shows that women are being disproportionately affected by today's pandemic and disproportionately because, like, the household duty seems to be the woman's job. Anyway, let's not go there. But the Women in the Workplace report found that one in four women are considering downshifting their careers or leaving the workforce and due to the impact of COVID-19. Yeah. So made more apparent, made more, you know, aggressive, I guess. Mm. So this increase in number of women who are leaving, thinking about leaving the workforce, is largely due to the ongoing caregiving crisis women face, which is only exacerbated by the pandemic. And many schools and daycare centres remain closed. And like here in Asia, we've got the elderly living with us, right?
Yeah. And over in the States and the other parts of the world also, I guess women are more affected because they're the ones in the tourism and hospitality industry as well. You know, they have more females in those industries as well.
Airlines.
That's the other thing. So, you know, on the other hand, we have an unemployment crisis rising around the world. You know, women are losing their jobs just like men. But then again, we know how women face a harder task of getting back into the workforce the minute they take a break from their careers, you know, for whatever reason.
So Robert Walters' findings indicate that in 2016, 46% of hiring managers in Asia did not employ any women who want to rejoin the workforce. That's a lot. Mm. In fact, in their return, conditions may be tougher for women who had career breaks and not. About 48% of returning women face salary discrimination and 38% lack progression opportunities upon return.
Yeah, so I guess perception has been a main stumbling block in this initiative. You know, between 20 and 24% of employers were uncertain if hiring returning women would be beneficial for the organization. And even if they did, they felt like there is maybe very little benefit in bringing these women back. And a study by PwC in 2016 suggested that this can be attributed to the perception that women who have left the workforce will be less up to date with industry trends and knowledge, not to mention deteriorated skills. Such attributes will therefore inhibit returning women's progress and limit their contributions. This is from the PwC study.
Right. So women who have taken career breaks for any reasons are unfortunately perceived as lacking commitment. In traditional patriarchal Asia, there is a strong perception that whenever conditions arise that require the attention of a family member, it will be the women who come to the fore. Yeah. Therefore, their commitment to work is hampered.
Yeah, and up to 35% of Robert Walters' respondents say they decided to return due to financial reasons. And this puts a question, the motivation of returning women. Women returning to work are often perceived as just trying to make ends meet financially, and that's why they're coming back on. And also, that makes them, I guess, look less reliable. But the truth is, and these are facts, right? There is very little concern about motivation or benefits women bring to the workforce. You know, based on Robert Walters' findings, almost 30% of women who want to return wish to actually learn new skills. Almost 20% look for new fulfillment in life instead of, you know, staying at home. And a combined more than 35% were actually looking for financial aid. So on top of this, 55%, more than half of hiring managers said that women with specific job experience or skills are the biggest benefits to the workforce. They accentuated in areas such as human resources, IT and finance. Employers say that women who return are beneficial to the workplace because they are hungry for a challenge. They have the ability to multitask and have higher engagement levels compared to their male counterparts.
Right. So on a bigger picture, tapping onto women workforce addresses the talent shortage faced across industry. So up to 88% of Southeast Asia's organisation face talent shortage. With Asian women an average 70% less likely to be in the workforce, this represents an untapped wealth of talent. So, you know, like they, I think one of the things they never test is like, you know, a lot of them also fear coming back because they, I don't think they've lost the skills, but they've lost the confidence.
Yeah. Right? You know, we've been quoting a lot of numbers, a lot of stats, you know, but surveys aside, it has been proven that women can take on an exceptional and new challenges. You know, I think it was the Second World War where women filled many jobs traditionally held by men, and that drove industrial production in the US and kept supplies sustained, you know, when men were at war.
Right.
They even joined the military to provide support, you know, which was key in allowing the mobilization of more combatants into the battlefield.
So it's also noteworthy that 92% of employers say they do not have a hiring policy that targets women returning to the workforce. In addition, the discrimination they face upon returning does not help at all.
Yeah, exactly. So women can be immensely beneficial to the workforce, but without a good screening and interviewing process, organizations will never find those with potential. And this is where HR professionals play an important role to ensure that these gems are uncovered. Now, we're talking about how you feel about, specifically feel about a hiring policy that targets women returning to the workforce. How do you feel about this? When we come back, we'll speak to a startup that's trying to make women more desirable in the tech scene today. They've just launched a series of programs specially designed to help women step into tech-related careers and launch their own ventures centered on greater tech adoption. That's coming up just a few minutes after a little bit of Doobie Brothers. But of course, our question is, what do you think about a hiring policy that targets women returning to the workforce? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's some Doobie Brothers with China Groove, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. On the show today, we're talking about a hiring policy that targets women returning to the workforce. How do you feel about this? Get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's take a look at what the poll is at right now on Twitter, Frida.
Right. So, yay, 78.6%. Nay was 5.2%. And this is not the time at 16.2%. I know we're the ones who come up with the questions, but I'm very interested to know what you mean by this is not the time.
Maybe with the pandemic and all that,
then
you know,
when?
To be enforcing a hiring policy. Like, but yeah, there's no better time than now.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we're at. Over on Instagram, the options were just yay or nay. And we have 93% who say yay. Also, you know, let's read a couple of... Oh, no, we'll come back to the comments in just a minute because we've got Vani waiting on the line with us right now. Of course, Vani Mahadevan is the co-founder of TechSprint Academy, which is Malaysia's first women's coding school that was set up late 2019. Now, supported by the Asia Foundation, TechSprint has launched a career comeback program for women called Rebound, a series of programs specially designed to help women step into tech-related careers or launch their own ventures centered on greater tech adoption. And the immediate goal for Rebound is to help approximately 200 unemployed and underemployed Malaysian women discover new career and economic opportunities. Vani, thanks for joining us. So just to get started, let's talk about Rebound. You know, why is the Rebound Career Comeback Program for women only?
We designed Rebound with the support of the Asia Foundation to help women step into tech-related careers. Why women and why tech? There are four reasons for this. Firstly, more often than not, it's the women who take career breaks for various reasons, be it for their children or to take care of the elderly or even to follow their husbands when they relocate. Then once that phase is over, they go, now what? These are smart, talented women who are now looking for that second wind. Secondly, there is a gender inequality in the tech industry, and this is a global phenomenon. Women are very capable of taking up careers in this industry. They just need the right guidance and motivation to be encouraged to apply themselves and skill themselves in this area without being intimidated by it. TechSprint through Rebound aims to provide that safe space. Thirdly, the COVID pandemic has caused what is often called the pink recession. What is a pink recession? The sectors hardest hit by this recession are hospitality, travel, education, and retail, where the bulk of the employees are women. As such, women need more support to explore alternative career paths, and Rebound aims to provide that. Last but not least, the tech industry has low barriers to entry as well as offers women greater flexibility in working arrangements. They especially need this as they juggle family and careers in this new norm of the pandemic. Why not join Rebound and gain some skills and actively take part in the gig economy towards greater financial independence?
Right. I've never heard that one. Pink recession. Okay. So, Bani, what's the process of applying and the chances of getting in?
The process of applying is easy, and I would say the chances of getting in are pretty good, especially if you apply early. How? Please go to the website www.rebound.asia, read through about the program carefully, and apply through the link to the application that's there. Kindly just complete it with all your information and submit. That's it. Remember, the participants do not need a tech background to apply to any of the programs. We will then call and interview the participants and accordingly let them know if they have been accepted. At the breakthrough level of the program, comprising the International Full Stack Development Bootcamp, there is a technical challenge that the participant will have to complete. This is not a coding test. This is only a test of their numeracy and logical thinking skills. So I would say the chances of getting in are pretty good, but places are filling up fast, so we actually encourage people to apply soon.
Right. So, and what skills will they be learning, and for how long?
So there are three levels of programs in Rebound. All programs are offered online virtually by instructors who are industry practitioners. It will be hands-on and project-based. The first level of the program is called Reboot, and it has both a career track and an entrepreneurship track. Reboot is 4 days long. Reboot, as its name implies, is essentially that. Reboot yourself. The career track prepares participants for employment, whether it's full-time or part-time, or even to take part in the gig economy. This involves providing a safe space for participants to understand their strengths, their motivations, understand the modern workplace, learn new communication and digital tools, and also a finance component. They are also shown opportunities in the technology space that exist and the kind of skills required for it. The entrepreneurship track, on the other hand, teaches the basic steps of creating a business. The next level of programs is called Step Up. And these are also 4-day courses providing participants with entry-level tech skills like building and designing websites, graphic design, data analytics, basics, etc. These are tools they can apply to their own business or expand and offer as services to other people for a fee or seek employment with it. The final level is Breakthrough, which offers them an opportunity to become a junior developer by completing our 15-week International Full Stack Development Bootcamp by CODOC. This is a full-time program. It will be very intense, and it would require a lot of work. But the rewards will be absolutely worth it.
And I'm sure, Vani, you get asked this all the time, lah. So will you help me find a job?
As you know, the employment market is now quite soft. So it would be hard for people to find employment. So we will encourage participants to look for alternatives, such as participate in the gig economy or even start their own ventures or even look for part-time opportunities. At the end of Reboot, participants need to come up with an action plan that is personalized to their own aspirations and circumstances. They will have to implement this plan in the 2 months post-program with the guidance and support of a mentor, whether that is to seek employment or to upskill themselves. They commit to it and they have to walk the talk. We will assist them by connecting them with some gig platforms as well as internship opportunities as they arise. We would like organizations that have employment or work experience opportunities that are willing to support these women to please do get in touch with us. At the same time, we will also look for other training opportunities for the women and try and support them as much as possible. The thing with the gig economy and the digital economy is that a lot of these services, they're not just confined to offering them in Malaysia. They could actually look at opportunities in the region or even globally. So skills in this area, in the tech area, I will actually help them to expand their horizon.
Right. I mean, we don't have to look into Malaysia. We can go. The world is your oyster with technology, right? So, Vani, how many people are you planning to recruit the first time round, and when is the closing date?
We are planning to reach between 220 to 250 women through the various Rebound programs. The Reboot Level program alone aims to impact approximately 150 women, while the Step Up program will impact another 80 women. The Final Level Breakthrough program, which is the Full Stack Bootcamp, aims to reach at least 10 women. There is really no firm closing date for the application, but spaces will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. So if it fills up, that's it. So I would actually recommend participants who are interested to actually apply sooner rather than later. Now, this is only a pilot phase of the Rebound program. So we welcome any other interest or opportunities to work with other organizations that might want to expand on the Rebound program, either at the various levels or in totality, not just in Malaysia, but across the region, so that we can actually help more women upskill themselves and embrace tech careers.
Right. Thank you for that, Vani. That was Vani Mahadevan, co-founder of TechSprint Academy. Frida, now listening to her and listening about this program, you know, do you feel tempted to give it a shot?
Find
a new career in tech?
Right. I don't think I'm geared that way. Maybe I'm just saying that. But, you know, like you were saying, unemployed and underemployed, right? And what do you mean by underemployed, though?
We'll find out and we'll come back to
it. All right.
Yeah, we'll find the exact definition for that and come back. Of course, we're asking you today, what do you think about a hiring policy that targets women returning to the workforce? Do we need it? Is this we have an option on our poll that says this is not the time. You know, is the pandemic a reason to, put a hiring policy like this aside? Tell us how you feel about this. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to some of your messages. But for now, here's Extreme with Kid Ego. We'll also come back to a story about how banks are helping you with your repayments, considering the CMCO right now. All that and more coming up in just a few minutes. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.